Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by Kobe Prettyman from Utah Foster Care. We're going to be talking about Castle Country Radio's May Charity of the Month, which of course is Utah Foster Care. Kobe, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, we always have you in. We're promoting events. We're talking about different aspects of foster care. But for people who might not be familiar with the program, haven't listened before, what's the mission of Utah Foster Care?
So Utah's Foster Care's goal and mission is to find families that are willing to take children into their homes, provide them the training that they need so that they can adequately support the children, and then to provide support to them once they have the children so that they have the things they need. They have emotional support and the other things that are involved with being a foster parent.
And I mean, you look at some of the foster parents in the Castle Country area, and I mean, you look at like Lane Miller's family, just incredible what they're able to do with this program. But as always, we need more foster families in the area, and it's something that we have to keep hitting on and hitting on because it's that important that we get more of these families out and involved in this program.
Right. You mentioned the Millers, and they've been doing it for a long time for us, and I think at some point they would like to maybe transition to different parts in their life, but he says, well, I can't because there's no one else that's going to do it. And so we really need families that are willing to step up and consider if this might be something that could work for their families to help children in our community while their families are working their situations out and hopefully return home. That's the ultimate goal of foster care, is that it's a short-term placement. Sometimes that's not always how it works out, and the children stay longer or even end up being adopted. But we need families that are willing to consider any or all of those options for children.
And I feel like it's important to hit on too that this isn't something that you're in alone. You know, you don't sign up for this and you don't throw them out to the wolves. You don't say, yep, here you go. You have a lot of different support systems that are available for these families participating in the program.
Right. There's a lot of supports both from the Division of Child and Family Services and from Utah Foster Care. There's mentors that help the families along the way. There's financial support to help get the children involved in activities. There's support groups. There's individual therapy that the families can attend if they're struggling with any aspect of it. And there's also, we're hoping to develop some more communities in our area. And so we want people to step up to help provide that space as well, where they could wrap around families and provide them even additional support.
You know, whenever I have you in here, we talk about those care communities. And they stand out to me because that's a way that you can get involved in foster care. Well, if you're not feeling ready to take a foster child, this is a good way to help support people who are wanting to do that but might find themselves struggling with certain aspects of it.
Right. And unfortunately, we don't have any up and running in our community yet because we haven't had people step forward to help provide that for our families. So it's something we would love to get going. So if you're part of a group or an organization or just a family network yourselves and you feel like it's something that you might be willing to do, we would love to have a conversation with people about that.
Now, of course, an important part of getting involved is knowing how to get in contact and what steps they're going to need to take. So looking at the journey from beginning to getting placed in the system, what are families going to have to do to prepare themselves to enter this foster care program?
Of course, there is some upfront stuff. We do a safety inspection on their home, and they do some training. So like we say, they're adequately able to handle the children. And then we also, there's a background check and things like that. So that's the initial stuff to get going. And then after that, they have placements, and there's all sorts of supports like we just described to help them. So if a family's interested in any of the aspects of foster care, they would just need to get a hold of me to get that started.
And what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Probably 435-269-5978 is my direct line. Or they can always go on the website and fill out an information form there. That's utahfostercare.org. And then that sends me their information. I can reach back out to them.
And you know, there are opportunities coming up pretty quickly here to learn more about this program. If you're sitting on that fence, need a little more information, coming up on May 12th, you're going to have a Building Your Village event. So what is this going to entail for people?
So what this event is aimed to do is to help people know what the process looks like. Some of those things we just talked about, you know, how do you go about getting the background check, the training, all those things. So we walk them through the process, and then we walk through the supports in more detail. So if it's something that they've thought, well, I don't know if that would work for me, or I don't know if that's too much to get involved, or what's all the red tape or the paperwork, we're here to answer all those questions in this event. So would like to have people come out and talk to us and kind of get a little bit of information and see if it might work for their family.
Now, will this be more of a show up as you are event, or would you like pre-registration for it?
It's always great if people can pre-register, because at this event in particular, we do try to provide a light dinner. And so obviously we want to plan enough food for those who are coming. So we would love people to pre-register. But if they didn't get a chance to register and would like to stop by, we wouldn't discourage that either. So.
Now, again, our guest is Kobe Prettyman from Utah Foster Care. We're talking about Castle Country Radio's May Charity of the Month. Now, Kobe, for people who might not have been listening earlier, what's the best way to get in contact with you if they're looking to get involved with the foster care program?
They can visit our website at utahfostercare.org, or they can reach out to me directly at 435-269-5978.
Now, Kobe, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you'd like to leave our listeners with?
No, just think about if there's a space where you can help support children that are experiencing foster care in our community. And whatever that might be, we would love to help get you engaged with that.
Well, Kobe, it's always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for always taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Kobe Prettyman with Utah Foster Care, Castle Country Radio's Charity of the Month for May. To learn more about Utah Foster Care, you can head to their Building Your Village event coming up on Monday, May 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.